the silver dollar or the gold dollar, whatever.
The dollar coin.
The coin dollar.
Talk about a comeback. This has not been, unlike the torpedo, the dollar coin. Because dollar coins last longer. They last about 30 years.
Because nobody uses them. That's why they last
longer. The almighty dollar itself, the dollar coin would last 16 times as long as this. It would last 30 years. So the Mint is introducing a new presidential series of dollars, which is going to be like those state quarters, which have done phenomenally well. In fact, the Mint would like you to think of this as the state quarter program. They're going to introduce, starting in 2007, four presidents a year. It'll rotate around the presidents, and they're hoping that if people collect them, they'll get into them, and they'll actually use them.
But people think they're quarters. That's
right,
the problem.
Well, they're big. They're making them bigger than quarters, yeah. And of course, they'll, like the Sacagawea, they will be bigger. They will be gold. But it's all in the marketing. You know, up in Canada, we use dollar coins and $2 coins. They call them loonies and toonies.
Well, it's Canada.
That's exactly.
Anyway. You know, the subway only gives these out as change, obviously.
Right,
now,
but
it's such a pain.
They're going to try and
give them to people as quarters, and then all of a sudden you realize you've just handed
them
$5.
$5,
when you
exactly.
Made them $1.25.
Well, they're going to feel different on the edges, too. They'll have printing on the edges. So I'm hoping that's going to work. I want to tell you about Mercedes, Consumer Reports, which many people read to buy their next car. Consumer Reports surveyed its 6 million subscribers about quality, and in the list of least reliable luxury cars, three of the six are Mercedes, the S-Class, the CLS, and the E-Class sedan. The least reliable midsize SUV is the M-Class, and of the 11 Mercedes reviewed by Consumer Reports, none of them are recommended, seven of them because of poor reliability, and four of them because they're too new to review. So Mercedes not loving Consumer Reports.
And
right now.
They're kind of lashing back at Consumer Reports, which doesn't take advertising. It's kind of
perceived as reliable
in
the Switzerland of the auto
once
world.
You've spent $60,000 on your Mercedes.
Yeah.
Ouch.
What else you got coming up?
I'm talking about house prices again when I come back. The fact that house prices are down a little bit, home sales are down across the country.
You're just rubbing it in this
45 major cities. You might be in one of them where house prices are way down.